for users.
If folks are like tuning into this podcast, I believe that we will have published this, and this will be like basically the first time you'll get more of the details around this stable drop. So maybe we start more with what is the stable drop? Talk us through the detail there.
So it's not only a stable drop, it's matched to our ICO. So essentially right now we have a lot of people that have been using our protocol from day one, and they've accumulated points, which we call caps. And then we also have a lot of people that believe in our protocol, right? And they want to invest in it and get the upside. Sometimes they can overlap, but it's not necessarily the case that they overlap. And so we're thinking, how do we manage these two sides? And so what we're doing is we're essentially allowing the ICO participants to buy out the airdrop participants in a way that these airdrop recipients will get a nice return, right? Especially given market conditions. But then now we transfer the upside to the folks that are buying in the ICO. And so the way that the stablecoin airdrop will go is that at the end of February, we're going to airdrop CUSD, which is our digital dollar, to folks that have participated in the Frontier program. And they'll have to claim it. And then most of that money will come from the ICO, which is happening next week, so starting February 9th.